Financial services company Alexander Forbes released their annual results today for the 12 months ended March 2021. The company reported operating income from continuing operations coming in at 3.2 billion rand. That's basically unchanged on the year before. Headline earnings per share stood at 33.4 cents. That's up 4% on the year prior. And shareholders are set to get a final dividend of 9 cents a share. The company says it now has assets under management surpassing 400 billion rand. It also indicates having now exited its insurance businesses with more focus now on its advice-led value proposition. Well, to take us through their results, I'm joined on the line by Davi de Villiers. He's the CEO at Alexander Forbes. Thank you very much, Davi, for joining us. How would you characterize the year under review and what's your feeling around the numbers performance?
No, thanks for having me, Nompu. I'm very excited. You know, it's been a tough year, and to come in with unchanged revenue top line at a time when we were under a lot of pressure with retrenchments in our client base. You know, throughout the country, as you know, lots of people got retrenched, lots of people had salary drops and we gave them contribution holidays. So this was a decision that we made to you know, help the clients out during the tough period, which led to lower revenue, and we made it up with new business and other areas. So we're quite excited about that. And you know, as I told the staff this morning, we wouldn't have gotten that right if we didn't do something right with regards to our strategy and the way we set up and the way that we engage with our clients. You know,
yes.
So that's a good omen for us and a good base to work off.
So in the period, you indicate having achieved 140 million rands worth of new business, which you indicate is the highest that you've achieved in 5 years. Do you feel that the customer-centric approach or advice-led strategy that you're pursuing is making all the difference?
Yeah, I think it's two things. We changed the culture in the business quite a bit, and you know, you're just as good as your people that face your clients. And the people are energized. The people are really excited about this prospect of really, you know, we call it advice-led and client-centricity, but they can do the best for their clients. They can truly be there when they need help and just help them, you know, and that's the makeup and the DNA of our people. So the clients embrace that and I think the word spread in the market, and it's quite, and it seems like the people are willing to do business with us in other areas as well. So that's really exciting. I think it's the strategy and the people. Yeah.
So what work are you doing to keep your professionals on top of their game in order to bring in more business? Because you do emphasize a lot on looking after your people.
Yeah, 100%. So especially during this COVID where we do a lot of engagement virtually, you know, in the old days, it was quite easy for a junior consultant to learn from a senior consultant by just joining him and being with him and sitting next to him, you know, listening to his phone calls. And now we have to train the people. So we've done a lot of work to upskill and to train and to make sure that the advice standards and the records is up to standard. And we are also trying to force people to still learn from the seniors, and even if it is virtual, that they do that. So a lot of effort going into the training aspect and also the monitoring aspect of the advice. I think it's clear if we want to be advice-led that we have to be on top of our game with regards to the governance and the compliance around that as well.
Yeah. So you've reported that you now have over 400 billion rand worth of assets under management. How did your investment division perform in the year under review?
Yeah, so a few very pleasing aspects. The one is obviously the growth in the assets. So a lot of that has to do with the markets. You know,
yes.
we came from a low base when the markets just crashed. So that helped us a lot. But also the new business in that space, lots of new assets under management that I almost call it the machine working. You know, you're getting clients in and into the umbrella, you're getting clients in under advice, and it all leads to assets. And you're also looking after individuals much better that are in pension funds. So when they exit, they leave their money with us because they're quite comfortable to be associated with us, you know. So it's the total machine that's starting to work to lead to the asset gathering. And you know, I think that's all contributing to the factor that we now have a good asset base. And you know, the asset base, the high asset base, just the last thing on it is also It's more than 50% of our revenue is asset-based, if I can call that. So this nice level of the asset is going to be good for us into the future.
So you've completely withdrawn from the insurance business. You've turned your back on the insurance business and you describe yourself now as capital light. We had a whole conversation about the capital lightness the last time we spoke. Just tell us about this aspect of your strategy.
Yeah, twofold. You know, with insurance businesses comes a lot of compliance and a lot of capital. You know, it is regulated, very highly regulated, and that is rightfully so. We saw it during this COVID period with the excess deaths obviously happening and insurers having to have enough capital and enough governance in place to actually manage that properly.
Yes.
The reason for us for exiting it is we can do the governance and we can do the compliance and we have the capital, but it's actually you're competing against the big insurers in a space that is their domain, and then you want to win. So we felt, you know, we'd rather compete where we can win.
Yes.
Which is in the advice and administration space. So I think that's the one thing. And I believe you have to be the best at something if you want to play there, you know. And then the second thing is we want to be, if you're a good advisor, you must be able to place your client's money and or risk or product with the best that's in the market. Mm. And if you have your own product, then it's always a little bit conflicted. Do you put it with yourself to make more money, or do you put it with someone else to give him the best deal?
Yes.
So now we're totally independent, totally best advice and true to label, you know, and I think that'll go a long way for us in our strategy.
Mm. And then lastly, Davi, just in terms of the outlook for the next financial year?
Yeah, I must say, you know, there's a lot of emotional negativity in South Africa. You know, as you know, you get load shedding and you get the vaccine rollout is too slow and people start complaining around the braai. But what we did is we actually analyzed, you know, what are the facts on the table. We've seen massive growth in GDP numbers coming out now. You've seen the energy reforms coming through, which was unthought of just a few months ago.
Mm.
We've seen corruption being dealt head on, you know, actual action happening. So foreign investment coming into the country. So if we look at the facts, we're actually very positive about South Africa and South Africa Inc. We can also see that the local asset managers are overweight SA stocks versus offshore stocks. So,
mm-hmm.
so a very good indicator that we've got green shoots and a turnaround is around, and that's good for us. So long story, but that's very good for our business, because as businesses employ more people, they give salary increases, they grow, you know, that's great for us. The market grows and our revenue grows. So we've actually, in the last 2 months, with all the changes that has happened, we've actually turned very positive about our growth prospects and about our future. You know, we've also laid the foundation for that growth through the last 2 years. So we're very excited about what's lying ahead
for the
first time in a long time.
We'll leave it there on that positive note, Davi. Thank you very much for your time. So that was Davi de Villiers. He's the CEO at Alexander Forbes.